Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It is Thursday, September 4th. It is 5:30. Thank you guys for joining us here for the pre-show. This half hour just for you guys up early with us. Almost to the weekend. How's everyone doing this morning?
Doing good. I've been meaning to ask you, ladies, I want to ask you off the air yesterday, but question for you. If you're new to a job, at what point do you think employees should know your name, like all the employees that you work with?
Oh, that's a tough one. There's people that work in this building for years, and I still don't know their names.
Okay.
But are you having difficulty with that?
No. Well, not me, but this is good to know. Thank you, Mercedes, because yesterday, right when we got off the air, I go to the bathroom, and one of our sales AEs, he comes through there, and it's not the first time, probably third or fourth time, and I thought, oh, you know, I'm new, this is like my first weekend. He calls me Justin. We're 3 months in, and he says, hey, so Justin, how you doing, man? It's my fault. I didn't correct him. Sometimes I just get, maybe I don't care. I'm just so tired. I'm like, okay, you can just call me Justin. But what's, you know, he and I have traded emails though, Mercedes. We've had conversations one-on-one. We just had one, you know, last week. I just thought it was interesting.
That is very interesting. And you're kind of past the point of corrections. So now I feel like you're kind of stuck with that.
Yeah, or maybe I could just email him, say, hey, it's great chatting with you. Because underneath it says Julian. But maybe, I assume people are paying attention, but I guess not, huh?
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened to you, Jackson. Okay. That sucks. Like, that is the worst.
How you doing, Julia?
I am doing great this morning. Actually, I'm kind of not great. I'm kind of annoyed. Did anybody watch The Summer I Turned Pretty last night? Steph, did you watch the new episode?
I didn't finish, but where I ended, I was already annoyed.
Oh, man. I thought these last three episodes were going to be great. I felt like I'm not going to give anything. Like major spoilers, but I just felt it was a big commercial for Apple and Red Gatorade. Like,
really?
I was like, what are we doing here? Like, what is happening? I was not into it. Was anyone else into it? I was just like, can we like start progressing in this timeline? It just seemed very flat to me.
Do you think that it's really like there are people partnering with these shows and showing?
Yeah.
Like it's very obvious.
I felt like the product placement in that was so intentional. I mean, it was just like very specific. It was, I don't know. It just seemed a little too contrived to me, but the whole time we're watching and my husband, he'll watch with me, but kind of passively, like he'll do other stuff, but I can tell he's still paying attention.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, they sure do like talking about Red Gatorade.
Oh,
like it was just so ridiculous. And then I noticed that they were doing it with Apple products. And
I'm
like,
that.
Come on, you know,
yeah.
let's get to the meat of this. But yeah, that episode really annoyed me. And there's only two left in the series. So I'm hoping that that we get some redemption here.
I know you can't tell me, but can anyone give me any hints as far as like, I just want to know who she ends up with. That's what I want to know.
We don't know yet.
You all have an idea.
We're just as lost as you are. That's mm-hmm. why I said, can we start progressing? Can we start making some moves here? It's just crazy.
That's what's so frustrating about this show is like we're wanting for Belly either. I think Belly just needs to be single. Like end the show with just like, okay, I'm letting it go. I don't need Jeremiah. I don't need Conrad. I just want to be alone. Will they end it that way? Probably not. But what she really needs is to be by herself.
Well, Jenny Han, the author of the books, she says that we're going to be very happy with the ending, whatever that means. So we'll see. But yeah, that was was my night last night watching that, getting a little frustrated with that. And yeah, I just wish they would give us all the episodes at once. I hate this one episode a week thing. How did people do it in the olden days? How did people do that in the 1900s?
In the black and white TVs.
Oh my gosh.
It's working though, because y'all are talking about it. You know what I mean?
Frustrating. True. So we have so much coming up on the show this morning. Stick around, because just after 6 o'clock, we have an early edition of Heads Up for you guys. We're going to hook you up with tickets to the San Gennaro Feast. We've got tickets to Disneyland at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. So a lot going on. Let's get to it. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Buddy Holly by Weezer? Do you want to hear Thong Song by Cisco?
Let me see that thong. Baby, that thong, 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 thong.
Or do you want to hear Sorry Not Sorry by Demi Lovato? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. Head to our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning. You can vote there. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM, or text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. So I had my annual OBGYN appointment last week, and here we are a week later, and I am still cringing over it. Do you ever do something and you look back and you're like, I can't get this out of my mind. Why did I behave this way? Like, why are doctor's visits so painfully awkward? Like, the second I walk in there, I forget how to act like a normal human being. Do you guys ever do that?
Yes. I think it's because it's so personal. You know what I mean? It's our bodies.
Yeah. It's just so bizarre. So first of all, I'm in that little exam room, and I'm folding my clothes like I work at Nordstrom or something. Like, I'm hiding my bra and underwear under the rest of my stuff. Like, the doctor's going to judge me based on it. I mean, he's literally about to see everything. But I'm like, oh, he can't see my matching set sitting under the chair. Like, I got to hide this. And then fast forward, exam's done. I get dressed. And when I open the door, the doctor and the nurse are like gone. They're in another exam room. Like, there's no one there. And I'm just kind of looking around, and I see this paperwork with my name on it. And I'm like, you assume I'm supposed to take this? Like, what do I do? Should I knock on the door and tell them I'm leaving? And so I grab the form. There's a little packet of pills that I know are for me. And instead of just talking to anyone, I just scoop them up and I walk out of there like I'm stealing a stapler from an office or something. I just felt so like wrong. So it doesn't end there. Then I get to the front desk and the woman smiles and she's like, how was your appointment? And for some reason, my brain decides to say, it was fun.
Fun?
I don't know why I said fun. I was like,
did you mean fine?
I don't know what I meant. Oh. I was just, I was in a blurry, like, foggy phase. I go, it was fun. And she kind of looked at me and she goes, okay, do you want to schedule your appointment for next year? And I was like, not really. But yeah, let's do it right now. So am I the only one who gets ridiculously awkward at the doctor? Why do we all turn into the weirdest versions of ourselves in those offices? 702-364-9400. What is the most awkward thing you've ever done at the doctor?
Let me share. I'm very empathetic to how you're feeling, because how you feel is how I feel every time I go to the doctor. I notice in my past doctor's visits, they would always do like basic stuff, you know, check your body function, such as the knee reflex test, and even like the exam down there, you know, down there in the privates. And I noticed this past year, the past 2 years, they don't check anymore. And that concerned me. You know, I want to get
everything. You're like, I want you to check me.
Yes. That that's why we're there. Yeah, that's why I'm here. And so this last visit, just matter of fact, it was last month. You know, I asked her, you know, I noticed that you guys don't do these regular, you know, the knee reflex tests and the test down there. And she said, basically, after a certain age range, it isn't necessary. Now, that worried me already.
You're like out of the range.
Yeah, I'm out of the range. I'm out of the range.
Oh, you know, we're good.
Right.
Put them out to pasture.
She pauses because she can see it in concern in my face because I was worried. And she says, well, I can check if you'd like to. She said it like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I can check if you'd like to. Mercedes.
Please tell me to go, yes, I would like that. Oh, you did. Oh, gosh.
Well, I said, well, only if you want to. If you want to.
Okay.
And then she goes, well, that's up to you, sir. I said, you know what? Don't worry about it. And I left it there. That's pretty awkward, huh?
Yeah, that's very awkward. It's awkward because you probably felt weird, and now I think your doctor might need some therapy, too. Yeah. I think everyone's feeling weird all around. It's Mix 94.1. For a while that
it was rough. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hello! And good morning. Welcome to the show. It is 6:02. It is Thursday, September 4th, almost to the weekend, guys. How's everyone feeling this morning?
Doing great. Yesterday I pretty much chilled out. I had lunch with a friend that's traveling back home to California to take care of some family stuff. So we had lunch just to catch up. Y'all ever been to Yanni's, by the way? It's a Greek spot. Southern Highlands area?
No, I've never heard of it.
Oh, okay, it's really good. If you guys like Greek and just good, healthy food, highly suggest it.
Yeah, I there's so many places around town. Like I feel like we all get trapped in our side of town bubble and we don't leave. So I basically stay within a 5 mile radius of my house. So I need to explore the valley more when it comes to restaurants because there's some really good places here in town.
I don't blame you though.
Yeah,
I don't blame
it's just you. Easy. Yeah, I'm good. I'm kind of surprised. This morning, I'm, you know, reading my stuff, getting my stuff together for the show, and I'm reading this article, and we've talked about this before, about height and men's height, and I was reading this article with actual numbers on it. Apparently, more and more men are paying $32,000 and going through this brutal surgery where doctors are literally breaking their legs, putting rods in, and stretching them out just so they could get an extra few inches. I'm reading this. It's like, it's becoming more and more common. It takes months to heal, but the guys who are doing it are saying it's so worth it. They say that they immediately notice a difference between how like women treat them before and after. And I mentioned it when I saw that movie, The Materialist. That is actually a plot point in it, believe it or not. One of the characters says no one paid attention to him, and then he had it done, and all of a sudden he is like the bachelor of the year, the woman everyone wants to talk to. And I can't believe this. $32,000. Ladies, like, what do you think? Is height itself a deal breaker, or is it more about how tall you feel standing next to a guy? Or guys, like, would you ever consider something like this? Maybe you're on the smaller side. Would you pay $32,000 to do something like this? 702-364-9400.
I definitely wouldn't. And, you know, listen, I'm not tall. I'm 5'5". But that's just me. I know everyone's different, and it's no secret. I think society has, correct me if I'm wrong, ladies, but you know, it's cultivated this thing that height is a sign of protection and masculinity. Not for everyone, but I mean, it's a thing. And I don't want to say, Mercedes, I don't want to say I don't care. I guess it's more, I do have like some inner confidence. I feel like if a woman's not going to mess with me because of my height, that's actually a good thing because I kind of know it's superficial. And again, it's okay. It's okay. Everyone has their own preferences. I got my preferences.
So do you think it is superficial for a woman to prefer someone who's a little on the taller side?
No, it's a preference. Just like if I have a preference that, you know, a woman is on the taller side as well or on the shorter side, that's a preference. So, no, I don't judge anyone, but I it's unfortunate. I'm not going to lie. It's unfortunate for someone in my situation, but that's where I got to, like, step my game up when it comes to personality and, you know, try to make them laugh.
Or... But do you think you would feel comfortable as someone at 5'4"? Let's say there was a woman who was really, like, into you and she's 6'2". Would you be uncomfortable with that?
Is she wearing heels?
I don't know.
Is that 6'2"? Okay, well, I'm 5'5", by the way.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
there it is. No, there stop. It is.
Let's actually measure after the show, because I feel like every guy adds an inch or two to their height.
They do. That's what I was going to say. People are like, let's add an inch. James says that he's 5'11", but I really think it's 5'10".
Hold on. I'm just giving you the facts. I'm not 5'4", I'm 5'5". That's all.
Okay.
Not
okay.
defensive. Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm just saying.
Okay.
God forbid.
Well, I forgot the question now.
Would you feel comfortable dating a woman who's, say, 6'2"?
I wouldn't care, but again, how does she feel?
No, well, like she's into you. She's like, yeah, let's do this. Would you feel like, oh, this is awkward. You're really tall. No. You would totally, like, be down for it.
No. I mean, if I can bring my step stool around, we're good. That was bad. No, I'd be totally fine. I think it's about, are they going to be okay with it? You know, are we going to look past the height and just focus on, you know, like, I guess, quote unquote, what's important?
For me, I, like, personally, height isn't the biggest thing. I don't have a cutoff where I'm like, a guy has to be this tall or nothing. I've dated guys shorter than me before, but I'm tall, so, you know, a lot of guys are shorter than me. I'm 5'9", and so, you know, I dated a guy who was, like, 5'7", so it wasn't that big of a difference, and it didn't bother me, but I know it bothered him when I would wear heels.
He
would ask me not to wear heels because it made him insecure, and at first I was like, no, I get it. That's totally cool, but then I'm like, well, why should I not wear, like, and obviously that relationship ended up going nowhere, but my husband now, he's like 5'11", and so if I wear certain heels, I am a little taller with him, and he loves it. He's like, oh man, I love this. He thinks it is the coolest thing. So
now would you say Matt's confidence had a lot to do with it, opposed to height? Like say, for example, you said he's 5'11", right?
Yeah.
So if he was let's be honest, 5'8", 5'9", you didn't know him when he first tried to meet you, but he came up with all that confidence, would that have been, do you know what I mean? Would that have been, like, the big deciding factor?
I guess height's not the first thing I notice about someone. It really isn't. I don't think I would have noticed it right away. It's an odd thing.
Ladies, you hear that? I like this. Can we just save the snippet right here?
It's crazy. We're getting some texts, though. This is crazy. This one says, apparently Las Vegas has one of the best doctors for leg lengthening, and people come from all over the world to have it done, including K-pop stars.
What?
Yeah. And then a friend of mine just texted, and she said, my friend works at a hospital here in Vegas, and she worked with a lot of men who have had this leg lengthening. Supposedly, one of the members, I'm not going to say, like, of what group, had the procedure done here secretly. Whoa,
nice.
That's crazy. Yeah, there's the same thing. A lot of K-pop stars come here to have it done. So okay. Interesting. Hold on. Don't know.
I'm Googling short K-pop stars. Give me a second.
Well, that'll take you a while. So it's interesting to think about. Yeah, it's $32,000. I don't think insurance covers that one. So we've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. Don't go anywhere, because 7:30, more tickets for you to go to the happiest place on earth. We've got your Disneyland passes on the way. Also, an early edition of Heads Up coming up in just a couple of minutes. And on the way next, we have What's Trending? Could Taylor Swift take the biggest stage in the world? Roger Goodell finally addressed the halftime rumors, and wait until you hear what he has to say. That's all coming up next in What's Trending. Silence on all those halftime rumors that are going around, admitting that Taylor Swift headlining the Super Bowl is a maybe. So he was on the Today Show yesterday and he had some really nice things to say about her. She's a special talent. And when asked just flat out if she's going to be performing, this is what he had to say.
Is Taylor Swift invited to play the Super Bowl this year, the halftime show?
We would always love to have Taylor play. She would be welcome at any time.
Is it in the works?
I can't tell you anything about that.
Is it a maybe?
It's a maybe.
Okay. We'll take a maybe.
It's a maybe.
Okay.
At what point can we expect a decision to be announced?
I'm waiting on my friend Jay-Z to be able to help me with that one.
Yeah, so it's Jay-Z's call. And Roc Nation's, it's in their hands since they produced the show. So hopefully it's sooner than later. Goodell even joked, yeah, that he's kind of waiting for them to make the first move on announcing before he's able to say anything. Swifties, of course, are convinced after that New Heights podcast that she was on with Travis and Jason Kelsey that it was just packed with Easter eggs, basically saying that she was going to be performing.
Yeah, I took the maybe as a yes. That's like the CEO answer saying yes, but we just got to get some strings. We got to tighten up some strings behind the scenes and we'll make the official announcement. That's what I took it as.
Well, I you know, I could go either way on that, honestly, because I could see why he'd say maybe, because it keeps people interested. So you're saying there's a chance, and then they say, oh, it's so and so. Oh, maybe not. You know what,
yeah.
I mean? It's just it's tough to say, but there's a lot of good options. But I just feel like when we are talking about the forefront of music right now, who is big, Taylor would be the number one choice. So keep your fingers crossed on that one. If you're a Swiftie, I mean, there are plenty of people that are not and just don't like her involvement in the NFL world. I think it's only been helping, quite frankly.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And this is like her time, you know what I mean? It seems like her schedule's perfect for it. Just going back to the maybe comment from the commissioner, I feel like if he didn't already know, he shouldn't have said maybe, because that is just like you said, it's a tease. He should have said, I don't know. You know, we're not having conversations about it yet.
But what if he does know? And what if they are having conversations? Then he would be flat out lying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is a very neutral answer that could go either way. I don't know. We're going to stay positive and hope that maybe is a yes. But the bottom line is, if Taylor wants it, she gets it. So until then, we all have to remain in our prayer circles. And that is what's trending. All right, let's do it. It is time to win. Time to play an early edition of Heads Up. And we have your 4-pack of tickets to the San Gennaro Feast. It's happening at the M Resort. And it is so much fun. We want to send you right now. All you got to do is be caller 20 at 702-364-9400. You pick your category. You get 6 answers in 60 seconds and you are going to the San Gennaro Feast. Caller 20 plays right now. Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. You know, the Burning Man Festival just wrapped up and it's always known for some crazy stories, but this is one I did not see coming. What happened?
Yeah, funny you say that. I read about this couple. This woman gave birth at Burning Man, and it just spoke to me. You know, if anyone has a story of what's the most unusual place you or someone you know gave birth at, feel free to chime in. The number is 702-364-9400. You can call or text message. But yeah, backstory is that they were in an RV, and they were at Burning Man. And essentially, she gave birth in the RV at Burning Man. And what's crazier is that she didn't even know, like, she was unaware that she was pregnant.
I always find those stories fascinating when women have babies and they didn't know they were pregnant. Like, I don't know, as someone who has been pregnant, I don't know how you don't know. Like, did you not feel kicking? Did you not gain weight? Did your belly not get bigger? I always think that those are the most fascinating stories. Like, how did you not know?
Yeah, I was gonna ask the same question. And thankfully, when she was giving birth, her husband, I assume they, you know, notified the personnel at Burning Man, and there was nurses on site. Apparently, they rushed pretty instantly to her aid, and they're able to make sure that she was okay, baby's okay. It just spoke to me of just interesting, just odd places that, you know, people gave birth at, and I found this article apparently. It's not common, Mercedes, but there's definitely stories of weird places that moms of giving birth at.
You know, some people choose not to give birth, like at a hospital. Some people choose to do it at home. Like they just want to be in a comfortable environment. And so I always am fascinated by that. Some prefer to do like the water births and give birth while sitting like in a tub because they feel like that's the least shocking to a baby coming into the world. It's more like a natural introduction. So no weird places for me. The only thing weird was on my second child. I thought I was just going in for a routine visit. When you get close to giving birth, you start going weekly instead of monthly. And so I just went in for my checkup and the doctor's like, you're having this baby today. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, we got to have this baby today. I guess my amniotic fluid was really low and he didn't like that. And he's like, so yeah, go home, pack a bag and go to the hospital and I'll meet you there. And I was like, okay, I'll see you there. I went home and I did have my bag already ready to go. But, you know, I took a shower, made sure my legs were shaved and everything and got all prepared and went there. And I was like, hi, I'm here to have a baby. And they're like, are you in labor actively? And I'm like, no, my doctor just told me to come here. And they're like, oh, yeah, we see you here on the list. So it was really bizarre.
Well, thank God that he told you. You know what I mean? Thank God that you found that out at that time.
Well, if he didn't tell me, I would be very upset. My doctor did. Yeah, I'm not going to tell her.
Yeah, was there a huge difference, do you think, between your firstborn and your secondborn on, like, how you were going in emotionally?
Yes and no. Like, with my firstborn, it was all new to me. I had no idea what to expect. I was really, really scared. My second, it was more emotional, like you said, because I was convinced there was no possible way I'd be able to love this child as much as I love my first. Aww. And I was like, oh, I feel sorry for this kid. There's no way I'm going to be able to love her like I love my firstborn, like all my love goes to her. And then boom, something happened. And it's all of a sudden, like my heart expanded two times. I was like, wait, I do love her as much. Like, aww, where did this happen? But I was convinced. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to love this kid. How can I? I love my first one, you know?
I feel like that's going to be me with my firstborn with my dog Momo. I'm not going to be able to love my kid as much as I love my dog.
Yeah, it's funny because the poor doggies, because I had my dogs too, and they, you bring them home and they're kind of like, what the heck is this?
Right, what's like, going on?
How dare you?
What is this crying thing that you brought here?
We took a blanket, like the blanket we swaddled Sophie in, we took that blanket home, my husband did, so the dogs could smell it. And he said Max took one sniff and just grabbed it with his teeth and he put it over by the dog bowl, like, get this out of here, and walked away. He's like, we don't want any part of this.
No.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So the Powerball jackpot, it's climbing again and now sits at a staggering $1.7 billion. No one got last night's $1.4 billion prize, which was the fourth largest in history. So if you're the lucky winner, you can choose to take the annuity payments of over $5 million a year for 30 years, or just grab that lump sum of $770 million before taxes. The next drawing is on Saturday. And just to keep us humble, I just want to remind you, the odds of us winning are 1 in 292.2 million, which feels about the same as finding, you know, a matching pair of socks in the laundry. But, you know, it's there is a chance. Someone's got to win it at some point. Why can't it be you?
Exactly. There's always a chance. Let me ask you, do you and Matt have a specific methodology in choosing the numbers?
No, we just go quick picks. Yeah, we just say, you know, $80 worth of tickets. Thank you very much. And let the machine pick them. We don't pick our own numbers.
I didn't even know you could do that because I was going to make you an offer. What if I drove to California? And what if we chose specific numbers? And if we win, we can split it. We can figure that stuff out.
Yeah, I'm nervous about these business deals because they never turn out the way you expect them to, you know?
Mercedes, there's a chance. Birthday? Do you have a lucky number? Two lucky numbers?
I gravitate towards certain numbers. Okay. But yeah, birthdays are always good. Mm-hmm. Lucky numbers. The truth of the matter is my husband drove down to State Line yesterday. He went and he bought Powerball tickets. He went to he actually ended up going to a place where they sell, does anybody know this place, like they sell shakes made out of dates or something?
Okay.
And so he's like, I'll just go here. So he gets in this line. He stood in the line for an hour. And he's just like, I should have just driven to Baker or something and walked right into a place and then driven back. But yeah, we didn't win. We did win on some tickets, like $5 here, $7 here. But yeah, we didn't. I wouldn't be here if we won.
That would be like the biggest thing.
That would be it. If you guys don't get the nightly email from me on the show stuff, just don't bother calling
me. Is Mercedes
me.
Okay?
You're never going to see me again.
Where
I'm sorry.
Has she been?
She bought the company.
I'm never coming back. Also this morning, Frontier Airlines, if you are a traveler, this is a pretty cool deal. Their Go Wild passes back. And this time it's even wilder. So $299 will get you nearly 2 years of last minute travel. So you can hop on domestic flights the day before or international ones. I didn't even know Frontier flew internationally. I don't know how that works, but yeah, up to 10 days out, paying just a penny for the seat plus taxes and fees, blackout dates. They cover all the big holidays, but normally this pass costs $599. So it is a steal. Of course, you know, Frontier is still Frontier. So you've got check bag fees, you know, seats, all that might cost a little extra, but if you're flexible, they're pretty big savings.
Yeah, in theory, this sounds cool. I've flown Frontier to Los Angeles for short flights. I think it's fine. You know, but I'm the what if guy. It's like, it's so many catches. You just said the day of, right?
It can be 10 days out. Like, it's just like last minute kind of travel. Yeah. So something to think about if you travel, or if you're one of those fly by the seat of your pants kind of people where you're like, hey, that sounds like a good idea. So yeah, definitely something you may be interested in. I'm sorry, I'm stalling.
Okay.
I feel like there's a possibility of a phone call here to take mind. Yeah. All right. Finally, this morning, there is a new survey out that confirms what every mom and dad already know. Mornings are absolute chaos. Peak stress time hits us at exactly 7:16 a.m. So you guys have got a few more minutes before you hit that peak. That's when they say parents are juggling breakfast that no one wants to eat, missing shoes, kids who suddenly forgot to put on their pants. It's so bad. 11% of parents say they'd rather be on hold with the power company than to do the school run. That's really bad. A third would even prefer grocery shopping. Nearly 30% would rather take the trash out. They say, though, that coffee is the lifeline here. 39% of parents say it is absolutely crucial for them to get through their day. It's one of those things. I always tell people, if you don't drink coffee, don't start, because then you'll never be able to stop. It's brutal.
And I can attest that being on hold with the power company is that takes a lot of patience. So you just saying that, I think that pretty much speaks volumes.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And then also when you get that power bill in July, when it's like, wait a second, do you take a payment plan? Because this is absolutely insane. It is Mercedes in the morning, and guess what time it is? It is time to win. It's a Minden Thursday, and that means it's time for Beat Mercedes. Up for grabs, a $500 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. We want to give this thing away. It keeps getting bigger and bigger, and now is your chance. The song and artist, Faster Than I Can. Like, the last three people have gotten them. They just haven't gotten them faster than I have. So maybe today is the day. Caller 20, you get to play Beat Mercedes right now at 702-364-9400 and hopefully walk away with this beautiful piece of jewelry. Let's do it. Beat Mercedes is on. Again, caller 20 plays 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, let's do this. Danielle, you're caller 20.
Let's go.
Let's do it. How you feeling this morning?
Doing all right. How about you?
I'm pretty good. Let's do it. Let's get you a $500 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Just guess the song and artist faster than I can. I'm going to leave the studio and leave you to it. So, Danielle, I'm sending you good vibes. Good luck. Are you ready?
As ready as I can be.
Okay, bye. See you guys in a minute.
Okay, Danielle, check it out. Mercedes is exiting the studio. She cannot hear a thing. Rules break out like this. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, "Got it." Once you say "Got it," I'm going to stop, or we're going to stop the clock and the song, and you have 5 seconds to say something. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Okay, let's do it. Beat Mercedes starts now.
Got it.
Okay, what you got?
Got it.
Go ahead, Danielle.
You got it?
Jackson 5, I want you back.
Jackson 5, I want you back. Okay, let's bring in Mercedes.
Go ahead, Julian. Go ahead and open this studio door if you can.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ramon's not here, so we have to do a little bit of different things here. Mercedes is walking into the studio right now. There she is. Thanks, Danielle.
I know she has good ears, but not that good.
Yeah, right. Okay, Mercedes.
Okay, Mercedes is back. Mercedes, how you feeling?
Hello, I am back. Yes, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, shake it all out.
I know. That was pretty quick. So,
hey.
Okay.
Yeah, it is what it is. Okay. Sound starts now.
Got it.
Okay, what you got?
Jackson 5, I want you back.
Okay, Jackson 5, I want you back. And
we're really taking it back.
Yeah,
I'm right.
It's a good thing. Steph has official scores.
Mercedes, you did it quick. 1.5 seconds, I want you back by the Jackson 5. Okay. Is correct. Danielle was also correct, but she stopped the clock at 4.1 seconds.
Oh, man.
It's a bunch of close calls.
Gosh, everyone has gotten the songs correct this week. Everyone. It's just that they're not getting them as fast as I am. And, I mean, hey, yeah, that's the point of the game.
Yeah.
Beat Mercedes. But, dang. I feel much less guilty when they get it wrong.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Exactly.
Fair.
But that means our diamond pendant is now worth $525. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, we do it again. Beat Mercedes. Right now, it's Jackson 5.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Naming pets is such an underrated art form. Like, you can go with the classics, Max or Bella's, but I feel like there are some that really are so good. Like those pet names that instantly make you picture the pet and laugh at the same time. And Steph, you met some this weekend that were top tier, right?
Yes, and I think I was attracting a type of theme with these pets. Two separate incidents. Last Friday, I met up with our friend Jenna, and Jenna drove down from San Diego, and she's like, I'm going to be bringing my dog with me. And I needed to take a double take when she said her dog's name. Her dog's name is Chicken Wing.
Oh, that's so cute.
Chicken Wing was adopted in Hawaii. She was living there. She's in the Navy. And she's like, the name came with the dog. I didn't choose it. Chicken Wing was her name. I don't know how she got it. I don't know who her previous owners was, but she's a one-year-old mixed dog. She's like mixed poodle. I think she's mixed with like some Great Dane in her. She's just a mutt in general. And honestly, the color of her coat is like a brownish color that kind of resembles the flower breading of a chicken wing.
That is so creative. There are some dogs that look like fried chicken. What is that? There's that breed that the puppies are all laying together, and I thought it was fried chicken. And it was puppies. Do you guys know what that breed is? I can't remember. It's no. So cute. I'll have to send you guys the meme.
Are you talking about the one with like a lot of rolls on them?
No. Okay. What is that? Hold on. Dog breed.
Not a retriever,
that
right?
Looks like a fried. I love when it finishes it for you. Someone else Googled that for me. It's a labradoodle or a golden doodle. And they look like fried chicken. The dog breed, there's literally a Reddit page dedicated to it.
Hold on, the dog breed
that gets confused for fried chicken and teddy bears. And that's what it is.
Oh,
Irish
cute.
Doodle?
No, a labradoodle.
A labradoodle. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I love it.
Yeah. I'll send you guys a picture of it. But what is, do you have a funny or creative name for your dog? And if so, like, how did you come up with it? For me personally, I love when, I think the best category of pet names are the food ones, like chicken wing. I met a dachshund named Waffles once. one of my friends has a guinea pig named Nacho. And it's like, I don't know. I love animals that are named after food for something. For some reason, you can't say those names without smiling when you hear them.
I think too, with another incident that I found out this past weekend, this is what I've been attracting is food items for pets. My family member who has cats, her name, the cat name is Chicken Nugget.
Chicken Nugget.
I'm like, what did you guys name the cat Chicken Nugget? My family member named it. She goes, I just love chicken nuggets and doesn't look or resemble whatsoever a chicken nugget.
That is so adorable. 702-364-9400. We're getting some texts. This one says, we don't have any dogs, but our kids have very common dog names, but we name them after Top Gun, Maverick, Charlie, and Duke. So many dogs. I love that. There's a theme there.
Yeah, those are very creative. I always wonder, do y'all ever wonder if how the dogs feel about their names? Like if you could get inside a dog's mind, I wonder if they enjoy these names that are being called.
Well, I'll tell you now, when Momo, he was with Chicken Wing, and we would keep saying, chicken wing, my dog Momo was just like, where's the chicken at? He kept licking his lips. He's like, I don't know where the chicken's at.
Why are they teasing me like this? This one says, my chihuahua is peanut butter. Oh my gosh, why is that the cutest thing I've ever heard? Let's talk to Corey. Corey, do you have a funny pet name?
We used to have a terrier. Good morning, gang. Morning. We used to have a terrier, and my oldest daughter named him Oscar Kung Pao Chicken Boy.
First, middle, and last name. That's impressive. I love that.
That's a long name.
Let's talk to Stacy. Stacy, what is your cute or funny pet name?
My dog's name is Snickers, and I'm a teacher, and my students named her, helped name her years ago.
Did you have like a contest in your class for it?
Well, to be honest, yeah. We were done with all of our work at the end of the year when we received her, and it was around Teacher Appreciation Week, and I had this kid make me this huge poster with all these candies that had this super cute saying, and we were debating about some other names, and I just looked down at the Snickers. It said something like, if you're reading this out loud to the students, you might be snickering right now. And I was like, that's it. It's the snickerdoodle. There we go.
We found it. That is so cute. Thank you, Stacy. Let's talk to Heather. Heather, what is your cute pet name?
Hi, it's Whiskey.
Whiskey, tell us the inspiration. Was it a night out? Was it a favorite type of whiskey? What made you come up with that?
So she is a red golden retriever, and my husband loves Fireball. So she's a girl, so he's like, oh, let's name her Whiskey. And everybody goes wild when they hear her name.
I totally can see a red golden retriever named Whiskey. That sounds like the perfect fit. I love it. Did you have something to say, Julian?
Yeah, no, I was saying this is not a food item, but I remember back in high school, my friend named his, what's the dogs with the really flat face?
There's a lot of them, like bulldogs, shih tzus.
Shih tzu, that's what it is. This name, for me, it doesn't fit, but he named his dog Booger.
Oh, man.
Booger.
Is that funny?
No.
No.
I think that's so cute.
I wonder how the dog feels about it.
We're getting so many texts. This one says, my friend named his cat Gato, which, that's appropriate. This one says, my cat's name is Keanu, but his nickname is Guapo, which turned into Guapamole. Yeah. I love how the names turn into other names.
Yes.
My dogs were simple, Max and Molly, but Max turned into Maxwell, turned to Maximilian. Molly turned to Molly, turned to Molly Momo, turned to Holly Ho, Molly Mo. Like, we would just make up all these random ones. Shannon, good morning. Do you have a funny pet name?
We do. Our dog, he's a Dog de Bordeaux. His name is Big Tuna. Our daughter, when we picked him up, he was 10 weeks old. And she said, oh, his breath smells like tuna.
That is perfect.
So we immediately said, oh, tuna. And then we looked up some mob bosses, and there's a mob boss named Big Tuna. So he's a huge dog. He weighs 130 pounds, and his name is Big Tuna.
That just fits it. And like a mob boss, like, I'll make you an offer you can't refuse. It's Mix 94.1.
We'll circle back to that question, okay? And, okay. Yep, and the Mega Minute starts now.
Abu is a monkey in which Disney movie?
Oh, pass.
In which Disney park would you find the ride Grizzly River Run?
California, Disney, California.
Yes, how many days are in the month of September?
30.
Yes, how many letters are in the English alphabet?
Okay.
Repeat it.
26.
Yes. Who was the first owner of the toys in the Toy Story movie?
Andy.
Yes. At which restaurant would you find the menu item Moons Over Miami?
Pass.
What candy's slogan is Give Me a Break?
Kit Kat.
Yes. Which part of speech typically names a person, place, or thing?
A proposition.
No. What does the red circle on the Japanese flag represent?
Oh, pass.
Who was the actress that played Dorothy in the 1939 movie Wizard of Oz?
Oh, pass.
Abu is a monkey in which Disney movie?
Jungle Book?
No, it was Aladdin. Oh. Aladdin.
Yes.
I'm sorry, you guys. That was a tough one. We did have to skip on a couple. That one. Did we get the Moons Over Miami?
No,
we skipped that one. That's Denny's. Denny's has the Moons Over Miami. And then a part of speech typically naming a person, place, or thing, that's a noun. The red circle on the Japanese flag represents the sun. And the actress that played Dorothy in the 1939 movie Wizard of Oz, that is Judy Garland. Oh, Michelle Haley, I'm so sorry we couldn't make it happen this morning. But there's still a chance because caller 20 right now, you get these tickets, four of them, four two-day, one park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you'll still be qualified for the grand prize, which is a two-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort and upgraded three-day, one park per day tickets. Caller 20, you get the tickets right now, 702-364-9400.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Congress is back on their alien agenda. House Task Force on Government Transparency. They're going to hold a hearing next Tuesday, and it's all about UFOs. So the chair says that the American people deserve maximum transparency when it comes to sightings and acquisitions and examinations of these UAPs and whether they're a threat to our safety. Now, witnesses are going to include Air Force and Navy veterans who've gone on record about seeing strange things in the sky. Journalist George Knapp, who is local here and is just the alien guy, he is going to be testifying. It should be really interesting. The hearing's going to focus on Pentagon disclosures and just how well the Department of Defense's doing when it comes to this stuff. Honestly, it sounds like a fancy way for them to just tell us, hey, we don't know what the heck is going on here, but we'll see.
Yeah, what they need to do is record that whole hearing, and we need to watch it. That's what they need.
You're going to be able to watch it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I believe they're going to show bits and pieces of it. Yeah, so you can check it out.
I like that. I like the clarity. Maybe they can figure out. I can't figure out this buzzing sound. Everyone says it's probably a drone, but sometimes I hear this buzzing sound above my house, and it's like usually in the morning, and then I come outside, and it's gone. So maybe they can address that as well.
Cicadas?
It doesn't sound like cicadas. No,
it doesn't.
It's like a bzzz.
No.
You know what I mean? It's not. It's pretty consistent. It's like a bzzz. It's not a bzzz, bzzz, bzzz. You know what I mean?
Do you believe in aliens? Do you believe there's alien life out there?
I don't want to be a naysayer, but it's like I have to kind of see it to believe it. If ET actually exists, I have to see it. How about yourself?
Oh, yeah. I think it would be I think it would be really silly to think that we're the only living things in this universe. Like, of course, there's definitely stuff out there. It's just, you know, whether it's come to visit us, I don't know. But yeah, I think it would be pretty crazy to think that we're the only things that are living out there.
That's fair.
Also this morning, Starbucks, they are pumping up the protein just in time for National Coffee Day on September 29th. So they are rolling out these protein lattes and customizable protein cold foam that's going to pack anywhere from 15 to 36 grams of protein in a grande, which that is huge. There are flavors that include vanilla, chocolate, matcha, banana, and yes, even your seasonal picks like pumpkin and pecan. It's their first time to try to win over that health conscious crowd who wants caffeine and gains in their same cup. So it should be coming out here pretty quickly. Like I said, September 29th. I know we mentioned it before, but I'm excited about this. I love the fact that you can get a little protein in your coffee now.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. I transparently have never had it, but I never realized it was such a big thing until I started digging deeper. So yeah, it's cool. And
what is it not? You didn't realize like protein? You're not like the kind of person who's like, hey, I got to get my protein for the day. I got to hit a certain number. Nothing like that.
Yeah, I'm so used to getting it from like, you know, just my meals, like chicken and things like that. I never thought about getting it from like cold foam. And to be honest, I'm also worried about the sugar. And what's cool about this is they also make sugar-free options as well. So it's dope.
Finally, this morning, let's see here. A new study says women are not necessarily looking for I love you in the early stages of dating. They are looking for a guy who will actually do the dishes. There's a new study that was published in Evolutionary Psychological Science, and it shows that women prefer small acts of service, like cooking a meal or helping with chores over just sweet talk, like I miss yous and stuff like that. It all comes down to dependability and signs that a guy is willing to invest in the relationship. Meanwhile, men tend to focus more on emotional or sexual interests. So guys, forget the corny texts. If you really want to impress her, do the dishes or something like that. Steph, do you feel like acts of service is the way to your heart? Like, what is your love language?
My love language is words of affirmation. I love being validated. I love when I feel like I'm doing great or something that made me look pretty. But when I was first dating James, something that caught my eye was in San Diego where I lived, we didn't have a lot of air conditioning back then. So I had this huge fan and it was right on my window during the summertime. And that fan collected a lot of dust. Let's just say I never cleaned it out. So when we first started dating, James, he cleaned the whole thing for me. He goes, oh my gosh, don't worry about it. I'll start cleaning for you. I was like, oh my God, baby, I'm in love.
That's the best. It's the best.
Yes, I think that's what women want is someone that knows that they're going to be taken care of.
You know what speaks to me? Actions speak louder than words. That's essentially what you're saying, right?
For sure.
Yeah, and that's basically saying I do love you, right, ladies? Like the actions, rather than saying it, doing these washing the dishes and cleaning the dirt off your fan and whatnot. That's basically saying, hey, I really care about you.
What is your love language?
My love language. I'm thinking back. I absolutely have done things like this. Absolutely, sending flowers to a girl without
no for someone to do to you.
Oh, do to me.
Like, what is your... Do you know what the five love languages are?
No, I don't.
Okay, so it's receiving gifts, quality time, words of affirmation, physical touch, and acts of service.
Yeah, I think being cognizant of time and just caring about one's... like one schedule, you know what I mean? Just being... You know, just be willing to adapt. You know what I mean? Because we have a crazy schedule. So I think little cute things like that, just, you know, understanding that we have a different schedule and them saying, oh, it's okay. You know, we could do something around, you know, this time, something along those lines, little acts like that.
So acts of services.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, okay, he made a sixth love language.
Oh, we have
a
new. Did
I? Yeah. Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I have to stop for a second and give away an award. You know, have you ever thought about like how you want to give someone an award for like Teacher of the Year or a Doctor of the Year? Who's the blank of the year that you want to give an award to right now? 702-364-9400. So McDonald's just released those BTS figures, and I don't know if you know about them, but the group BTS, they have these figures that come in the Happy Meals now, and it's a limited run. There's two sets. The first set was just released this week, and everyone is trying to get their hands on these things. Like, everyone. I'm telling you, they're the hottest thing at McDonald's right now. So I casually mentioned to my husband that I was going to stop by and get a bunch of Happy Meals because I really wanted to collect this set. And I intended to yesterday after the show. People are literally like lining up, stocking delivery trucks like it's Black Friday or something. Well, this man, he goes full Mission Impossible for me. So he ended up, he texted me yesterday and I was on my way home. He's like, hey, I have a surprise for you when you get home today. And I was like, okay, I wonder what the surprise is. And so I come in and there's all these Happy Meal boxes.
Oh, wow.
And piled up every single one of these figures. He not only got me a figure, he got me all seven members of the set. He went to four different McDonald's.
Wow.
Which is like crazy. I feel like we have to give him,
yes,
the Husband of the Year award.
Max,
is there someone you want to give a blank of the year award to? And who is it? What did they do? 702-364-9400. When did someone do something that earned them the title of Person of the Year? Could be, yeah, Spouse of the Year, Co-worker of the Year, Neighbor of the Year, Dog Walker of the Year. Like, who deserves that trophy in your life right now?
By the way, I saw that video that you posted, Mercedes. It really was awesome. I encourage everyone to check out your stories because it was definitely the cutest thing.
He was super sweet to do something like that. Do you have a Person of the Year that you want to give an award to?
Yeah, my cousin Randy. He is just always 100 with me. He lives in New York, so when I visit my mom and him and the family and auntie in New York, he, to be transparent, I'm not a good cousin, and I need to work on it. He will always check up on me. He'll drop me text messages every now and then. He doesn't need to do this. He's got three kids. He's got a busy life. He's married. He's got his own company going on, and I'm the black sheep of the family, so everyone treats me differently except for Randy. He always treats me exactly the same ever since we were little kids, and he doesn't need to do that. He doesn't. If you knew him, you'd be like, he doesn't need to do that. He is super slammed. And, he'll even make like reservations at a place to have dinner, him and I. This is all unsolicited. So can you please hit that?
Cousin of the Year!
Randy, you're making me feel emotional.
I love it. Let's talk to Sylvia. Sylvia, good morning. Who do you want to give the award for blank of the year?
Hi, Mercedes. Good morning. My husband, he is amazing. I'm a BTS ARMY, and he got me the seven figures.
Oh, yes!
maybe he was in line with Matt yesterday.
I'm telling you, these ARMY husbands are the best. Are they not, Sylvia?
They are. Yes, they are.
They're so supportive with our addiction. It's crazy. Steph, who do you want to give an award of the year to?
I want to give an aunt of the year, my auntie Susie.
Susie!
Yeah! And the reason why is because my dad, I told you, just got out of heart surgery. He's been in and out of the hospital, the emergency room. And my aunt, she's picked him up from the hospital. She's taken him home. She even cleaned his bathroom and his bedroom. Aww. Just to make sure that he was all set to go. So I want to say, Aunt of the Year, Auntie Susie!
Oh, Susie! I love it! Susie!
Oh, look who's on the phone. It is Army husband and husband of the year, Matt, my husband.
Hey,
Matt! On the phone. Hey, hon, how are you?
Good morning. But you can't give me the award just yet until I get that second set.
That was just, that is so, there's a whole new set that's coming out in 2 weeks.
And oh my gosh.
I didn't ask him to do this. And, I know it's annoying to hear couples love up on each other, but I just really appreciated that, Matt. That was a really sweet thing for you to do.
You're always working so hard, going into this meeting, going into that meeting, and having to go here and having to go there. I'm like, heck, this is pretty easy, you know? It's McDonald's figurine, so it wasn't anything crazy. The only thing, can you pick a group that doesn't have as many guys?
I need to go with like a smaller group.
A solo artist? I don't know.
I'm sorry, babe. Yeah, he went to 4 different McDonald's yesterday to get this whole collection. Sweet talking the ladies at the front. They're like, hey, he's like, can I look at the boxes? And they're like, I guess so.
They can't choose before. Like, you can't go in. No. It's all a surprise.
It all, I mean, let me grab him again. Did you have to, like, some people would let you and some wouldn't, right, Matt? It depended on the location?
Oh, every single one of them, the first thing they said, you got to buy the whole meal. I'm like, that's fine. I have no problem. Lunch is on me. But the very first one I went to, oh, my God, it was like a cartel, man. They wanted nothing to do with me looking at boxes. They're like, no, it's a blind thing. It's part of the game you play. And I'm just like, oh, God, lady, look, I know how this is going. Like, come on now.
But the other ones let you, the other ones let you do it?
There was one, and I had to kind of Vegas greaser to get those last 4.
What did he say? Vegas greaser?
That means he slipped her some money.
Oh, got it. That's awesome.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and we were just talking about people that you would give the Person of the Year award to. Steph, I think you're a good wife. You were just telling us about something that you did that was really nice for your husband, but it kind of backfired on you now. What happened?
I think I messed up, honestly, because I was at the Forum Shops a couple months ago, and I did a broadcast at the Boss Store. And at the Boss Store, they have a lot of like really great colognes for men. And I was like, they were testing me out. They're like, yeah, try this one. I'm like, yeah, I'd love to get my husband a new cologne. Just as a little gift, as a I love you present, nothing special events or anything. So I was like, oh, it's a perfect little cologne. It was in a little red bottle. I was like, I'll grab this one. I can totally smell this on him. So I gifted it to him. He was so happy. I never really buy him stuff like that. And I think he loved it a little too much.
Oh, man. Is he bathing in it?
He is. So know this, too. In the mornings, like, I leave for work much earlier than him. And then I'll come home, like, 4 hours after he's already left for work.
Still?
And I come into the apartment, and the cologne reeks.
Oh.
Aroma.
Like, oh, exactly. Right when I open the door, smell his cologne, and we live on the top floor. So when we open the door, I'm on the bottom. I have to climb the stairs, and he sprays his cologne in the bathroom. So now I'm like, how do I tell him? Do I regret making this decision? And I thought it would be the perfect gift for him, but I think I'm turning out to regret it a little bit.
Oh, that's the worst, when you give a gift that you think is going to be great for someone, and then you look back and you're like, why did I do that? Has anyone had that gift regret? And if so, like, what was it that made you just regret it? 702-364-9400. You haven't told him yet? Like, hey, maybe you're going a little too crazy on this wonderful cologne. I got you.
I haven't, but I'm trying to make it at a point, like, you know, Momo, our dog, he's there alone. Maybe he might have some reactions to it. Like, turn it on Momo. Like, we got to think of Momo around here in this situation. He is reeking in that smell. when I come home.
Maybe, Steph, he just wants you to always be reminded of him.
I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if that's the case. So I'm trying to think of how to tell him, but I'm also like, oh man, do I just secretly hide it? Or do I just like, oh, your cologne accidentally broke?
do you want to practice? Do you want me to pretend I'm James?
Yes, and
you
please. Okay.
Hey, what's up, babe?
Why is that his voice?
That's what he sounds
like. Okay. Hey, babe. How was work?
Oh, it was all right. It was all right.
Okay, that's good. Well, I just wanted to let you know. These past few days, I've been coming home and I'm worried about Momo because he's looking really, really like distraught. And I think it has a lot to do with the smell of your cologne. Maybe he's allergic to it.
Well, maybe he's distraught because when I'm at work, he can't smell it.
Because that's something he would say, huh?
Okay. Well, maybe we think of another smell that will help him remind him of you. Maybe it's another thing, not the cologne.
Actually, I got the perfect solution. I'll spray my cologne on our couch so he can smell me all day long.
Absolutely.
How does that sound, babe?
Absolutely not, babe. I'm throwing out for the real, cologne.
For real.
No. Why is that for real, James? I love that. Your impersonation of James is now all I'm going to think about.
James, I hope I did you proud. What is it for you? Have you ever regretted a gift? I regret every gift that I would give to my kids when they were little, like any toy that made noise or something. Like, oh my gosh, I'd in the middle of the night I'd hear this. Like, I got my kid like this band set, and it came with like these drums and this keyboard, and just in the middle of the night one night, we have the baby monitor on, all of a sudden I hear this boom, 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 boom.
Oh,
and we wake up, we're like, what is that? And we go running in there, and she's just sitting there playing with it at 2 o'clock in the morning, decided she wanted to play with it. Gift I completely regret.
And that's the toughest part, because you got it for your kids.
Yeah, it was my fault. Totally my fault.
I got my my buddy Paul these red leather shoes, because he's a loud guy. He's a big extrovert. So I thought it'd match your personality. And they're bright red, and tell me why. He basically doesn't wear them at all. And I know he doesn't, because when I see him all the time, I'd ask him, hey, how are you enjoying the shoes? And he just kind of shades me. He's like, oh, yeah. I'm going to wear them. And I've asked him straight out, how come I never see you wear them? He goes, I'm going to get to it. Special occasion. And then I go to his house, and there, nowhere to be found. I go to his room, and they're all the way in the back, in the same packaging.
He doesn't like them.
He doesn't. Just tell me he doesn't like them, because to be honest with you, give them back to me. I'm going to return them.
Well, I think like you don't want to hurt someone's feelings when they give you a gift that you don't like, because they took the time. Like, I'm sure he appreciates the gesture, but yeah, he doesn't like them.
Right, but he's hurting my feelings by the lack of action. He's hurting my feelings by not, like, I know what he's doing. He's hurting my feelings by him not wearing the shoes.
But it's not about you. It's about him. And maybe he's wearing them when you're not around. You know?
Okay.
Do you, if someone doesn't like wear a gift that you give them in front of you, do you want it back?
Okay. I am hurt. In the back of my head, I do wonder, well, this is kind of a waste. And yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm thinking, well, shoot, give them back to me and I'm just going to return if you don't appreciate it.
Keep that in mind. Like, I never really thought about asking for a gift back from someone if they didn't use it. I just assumed like they would, like, return it when I didn't know or something like that.
And this is why I stick with like Amazon gift cards or Sephora gift cards, because from moving on, I just don't know like people's taste or if they just overdo it like James's cologne.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, babe.
You're welcome. You. Anytime.
Maybe he's a sneakerhead. Maybe he'll take your friend's sneakers.
No, probably not.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Marlene is caller 20. Hi, Marlene.
Woo! Hi.
Awesome. Let's do this. We've got this 4-pack of Pogo passes for you right now with Heads Up. Pick a category. Do you want to go with 401k or skin deep?
Oh my gosh. I don't know either. Okay, let's do 401k.
401k. All right. National 401k Day is tomorrow. So these are all things that are associated with 401ks and money. Ay. Okay, so we got to get 6 in 60 seconds. I think we can do it. As long as we're on like the same wavelength, I think we'll be able to do it. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, let's do this.
All right, Marlene, you got money on your mind. Heads up. 60 seconds starts now.
If you are saving for the day that you don't have to work anymore, you're saving for what?
An emergency?
No, for when you don't have to work anymore, when you're older.
Oh, retirement.
Yes, checking account, but one of these accounts.
Savings.
Yes. I have some extra money. I'm going to give it to this money guy to put it in different kinds of what?
A bank?
No, like I'm going to buy different stocks. I'm going to make different what?
Oh, my God.
Let's pass. When you make money, they take out federal ones for these.
Taxes.
Yes. Oh, I need to borrow money. I'm going to take out a what?
A loan.
Yes. With a loan, you have to pay this on top of what you owe.
Oh, taxes and fees?
No, like a high what rate? You have to pay this extra fee. It's a
interest.
Yes. It's pink and you put your coins in it and it goes oink oink.
Oh, a pinky bank.
Yes. Yay! Yes, you got it just in time, Marlene. Nice job. Congratulations.
She knows her money.
Thank you.
Oh man, we really eked that one out. But yes, congratulations. Got yourself a 4-pack of Pogo passes. These are so cool. You get to go to all sorts of different attractions with these Pogo passes. Cowabunga Bay, Discovery Children's Museum, Uptown Jungle Fun Park, Aviators Games. They are so cool. And you just got them for winning Heads Up. Congratulations. We're going to have another 4-pack of these tickets for you tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up. So make sure you are listening. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The Powerball jackpot has ballooned again, now sitting at a staggering $1.7 billion after nobody won last night's $1.4 billion prize, the fourth largest in game history. Now, if you win, you can choose annuity payments of about $5 million a year for 30 years, or you can go big and take the lump sum of $770 million before taxes. That's what all financial experts recommend on that. The next drawing is on Saturday, and your odds of winning are 1 in 292.2 million. So, yeah, not great odds. But I keep thinking, like, if you are already a multimillionaire and you really want to enhance your portfolio and make more money, why not buy $292.2 million worth of Powerball tickets, and then you would be guaranteed a win?
Oh,
it's like,
God,
invest the money and then get the $1.4 billion, right?
That is a very good point. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But then would you have to do like every combination of the numbers? Like, you couldn't do a bunch of quick picks for that. You would literally have to sit there and pick every possible combination. But still, it might be worth doing if you're going to make $1 billion.
Yeah, this is a lot. This is a lot. I'm trying to break it down. I've never played, but then what about the tax implications then? Is it worth it?
Well, after taxes, they're saying it's probably about $400 million. So yeah, you just made over $100 million.
Can I give you a quick tip on how to increase your chances? Because I know you guys play and I'm thinking about getting into this. The T is better to pick your numbers or have random numbers, according to this article. Don't choose birthdays or quote unquote lucky numbers. I never would have thought. I thought, you know, choosing a birthday or lucky numbers, I thought that'd be the way to go. I guess not.
Well, I think you reduce your chances because there are numbers, I think, up to 60. So if you're just sticking with numbers 1 through 31, which are what the birthdays are, you're missing out on all those numbers 32 and up. And what if those all hit? So yeah,
yeah.
I go quick picks. Just give me $40 worth and we're good to go. So who's making a trip to State Line or to Arizona to get their tickets? I mean, it's very tempting. I will say it might be worth the drive. Are any of you guys going to make the trip?
I'm really thinking about it. Steph, what do you think?
I've been driving so much.
No?
I drove to San Diego and now I have to drive. Now I'm good. I drove by myself 6 hours there and 5 hours back. I'm good off the drive. Unless you guys go, I'll pitch in. But I mean, I'm not like, oh my God.
What, pitch in for, you mean gas money?
No, like a ticket.
Oh, for a ticket.
If they're already going, if you guys are already going.
Yeah, like a road trip and get them for a bunch of your friends. The problem is you've got to identify whose ticket is whose ticket before, because you give me $5 and then that one hits like, oh, this was mine. Sorry, Steph.
See, I don't want our friendship to end. Yeah, that's
money and friendships. Nope, no. Don't do it. Also this morning, a new study confirms what doctors have probably wanted to literally scream at us for years, and that is to stop taking your phone to the bathroom. Researchers found people who do are 46% more likely to have hemorrhoids.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they polled a bunch of adults before routine colonoscopies, and 2/3 admitted that they bring their phone in with them. You know, the top activities are basically catching up on the news, scrolling through social media. But the problem is your little quick check turns into 10 minutes of doom scrolling. And doctors say you shouldn't be in there for more than 5 minutes. But 37% admit they go way longer. The lead author says, if you're not producing results, just try again later, which is the most polite way to say, just get off the toilet.
God, this has become habitual for me, and I thought this is totally normal. And now hearing this, I am very concerned. Do you think, is it just a guy thing to be on your phone while you're on the toilet?
Oh, I think it's disgusting. I don't know. Is it a guy thing?
Well, I mean, do women do it? Do you?
No, I don't even take my phone in the bathroom with me. I think, I go in, I do my thing, and I go out. I just think of all the germs that are already in the bathroom, and then you're like touching your phone and you're touching whatever, and that's nasty.
See the difference between you and I? The key word, you think. Not so much.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. I just worry that you're getting some hemorrhoids now because doing that. So that's the only thing. That's the only thing I worry about here. Finally, this morning, tonight is the night the NFL season kicks off. I am so excited. Defending champions, the Eagles are hosting the Cowboys. And in case you were wondering, football is still America's favorite sport by far. A new poll found 48% of Americans follow it at least a little bit, nearly 20 points ahead of second place, which is baseball and basketball, tied at 29%, followed by hockey and soccer at 12%, golf at 11, racing at 10. Then you have like tennis, MMA, wrestling, stuff like that. A full third of Americans say they don't follow any of those sports, which, you know, that's surprising, but I do think there are people out there. You admit, Julian, you're not a sports person at all, right?
Yeah, I'm a novice, but I do get behind, you know, the teams. Like, I definitely am a Raiders fan. I'm excited. You know what it is? I'm just excited that everyone else is excited, and that makes me excited, and I like getting behind the team and just call it social, but I would say it's part social, and just like, it's just dope seeing your team win.
Are you excited, Steph, about your Chargers facing off against the Chiefs in Brazil?
Yes, I am. Tomorrow, it's on YouTube TV. I don't have YouTube TV.
You got to pay for it.
Yeah, so I'm trying to find a link. So if anyone has any links to send to me, I'm so excited. Unless James and I, we go to like a bar somewhere to watch it. But I think a lot of people would play tomorrow's game, Chargers Chiefs.
What do you mean play?
Play
like show them? Oh, yeah. 100%. I have YouTube TV. I don't know if I can give you my password, though.
Oh, no. I can't. Yeah, because then we're going to run into that Netflix account thing where like all separate households.
And like your mom's been kicked off of Netflix, all thanks to you. So yeah, sorry. You can come over and watch it, though.
Okay.
You're welcome.
That sounds good.
It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Parents, you know those moments where your kid nearly takes 10 years off of your life, like that full-blown panic where your heart just drops? Or if you're the kid, maybe you did something that made your parents absolutely freak out. Steph and I were just talking about this video we saw. I don't know if you saw, Julian. I saw this this video of this little boy walking across the Hershey Park monorail. Oh my gosh.
It was so scary, right? The little boy, you can see on the monorail, it has no barricades, nothing to hold him up. One slip, it could be tragedy.
Oh yeah.
Thank God in this video, you can see a guy running to the rescue of the little kid. He's walking on the monorail. All of the people at the amusement park are freaking out. The guy is a hero in this whole thing. Jumps onto the building, then of like a concession stand, jumps onto the monorail and saves the kid. But I can't imagine those parents on what they felt in that moment.
It's like the, I don't know how some people are able to keep things together in situations like that. I would be screaming. I don't think I'd have the wherewithal to like think, okay, I'm going to jump on this building and get this kid. And yeah. I appreciate the people that are able to do that. But was there a time in your life, like as a kid, where you gave your parents a heart attack or maybe your kids did it to you? And what happened? 702-364-9400.
I think when I was a kid, this is a story my parents told me. I don't remember it. When I was about 4 years old, my mom dropped me off at the gym daycare while she went to go work out. And she said she witnessed the weirdest thing. She was in the woman's locker room. A woman tapped her on her shoulder, and the woman looked to be about 80 years old. And she said, "You need to go to your daughter right now." My mom's like, "I don't even know this lady. Like, what's going on?"
She goes, was she naked? Because always the 80-year-olds are always naked in the locker room at the gym.
See, that we think it was like a super, like a spirit. Like, think it was like a ghost, but like, imagine.
They're always naked. I just was at the gym the other day and the 80-year-old lady was walking around naked. I'm like, girl, put some clothes on.
They have no care in the world, do they?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Maybe it's the same lady.
Did the angel lady have clothes on, or was she just in her wings?
Angel lady had clothes on, like, okay. She was a regular human.
Okay.
And then somehow, some way, she like disappeared like a weird ghost would. She went to go to the daycare to pick me up. She said that I had like 104 degree fever and rushed me to the hospital.
Whoa.
She said on the way to the hospital, she said she had a heart attack. One, because this ghost old lady, naked lady, was probably like, who is this?
I love your descriptions, by the way.
And then from there, it's like, wow, I can't believe this lady just saved my kid from possibly an infection or even just worse.
Like, who was she? How did she know?
How did she know?
Like, so that's many questions.
Was she the daycare lady? Who knows?
She must have had assumption is she must have had eyes on you getting dropped off. She probably noticed, right?
That, sure.
You know, just being, you know, caring and nurturing, and she probably had an eye on you and probably went over to you and felt your forehead. No.
Naked angel lady.
Yes.
Naked angel lady.
We call her Barbara.
Let's talk to Alexis. Alexis, did you ever give your parents a heart attack, or did your kids ever do it to you? What happened?
Yeah, I gave my dad a heart attack when I was about 10 years old. I was playing out in a field and I had an empty Gatorade bottle and I caught a rattlesnake in it. I had no idea what I was doing. And I took the Gatorade bottle to my dad and I was like, look what I caught. And he looked and it just had like this huge head. And he's like, how did you catch that? I thought I should have died or something.
Oh, dude, my gosh. I am panicking here. Like, how did you get it in there?
I don't know. I'm the snake whisperer, I guess.
Yes.
Jesus. What are those two people called in Harry Potter, Mercedes, when they can talk to snakes?
Oh,
do you remember
yeah,
what I'm
no,
talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
That's Alexis.
That is crazy. Wow. I know when I was little, I mean, this is more on the funny side, but like I had this weird obsession with hearing my name over the loudspeaker at department stores.
Sure.
Like most kids are begging for toys and I'm out here and I'm like staging my own missing child reports. And so I would hide in the clothing racks and I'd like laugh and just wait for that magical announcement, you know, like, attention shoppers, we're looking for a little lost girl named Mercedes. And it was like my version of being a star. Like, it was so exciting to me.
Oh my God.
One time it went all wrong because they said my name Mercedes, and when I was little I didn't go by Mercedes. The way my mom said it was Mercedes, and I was so mad that they said Mercedes.
I'm done.
I was so mad. So I
you did not correct them.
Like 6 years old, come out of the rack, I'm already a diva about pronunciation. So I crawled out of my hiding spot. I marched up to the counter and I said, "You said my name wrong. It's Mercedes." And the lady just looked at me like, who is this diva? Like, they're like, just stay right here. I went back into the clothing rack.
I can see you coming out of the clothing rack with your Gucci sunglasses on.
Can
these
I have
are
a redo?
Too big for your face. It's Mercedes. Excuse me.
I was so mad. How dare you not say it the way my mom says it? The missing girl, Mercedes. Come on now. It's Mix.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store?
Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.